Me now for his view about the changes to university fees and funding is Sydney University's Vice-Chancellor, Dr. Michael Spence. Dr. Spence, welcome to AM.
Thank you. Good morning.
Did universities bring this upon themselves by educating too many students, perhaps many who should not be there in the first place, and in many instances for degrees that don't lead to jobs?
No, look, universities have been incredibly successful. We know that one of the marks of a successful economy is that it has around 40% of young people having university degrees, and that's now the case in Australia. You can never be overeducated for the knowledge economy of the future.
But a third of students who start their degrees don't finish them, and now we have unpaid help fees racked up to more than $52 billion, and about a quarter of that will actually never be repaid.
So the issue of unpaid student debt is an issue for the government, and it needs to think about the terms of the loan scheme. The non-completion statistics are rather more complicated than they sound, because in fact a lot of those include, for example, students who go to one institution and do particularly well and therefore complete their degree at a different institution. They also include people such as working mums who have two kids who then have a third kid, so they drop out for a year but come back. The completion statistics are better than they look, and indeed amongst the best in the world.
The government's not proposing $100,000 degrees, is it? Or will universities now consider charging that amount to cover their costs?
No, so universities won't be able to charge that amount. I think the important thing to know about this budget is that it is a disaster averted, and the disaster was the 20% cut to university operating budgets, and we're extremely grateful to the Minister for the work that he did in thinking through the competing interests and in arguing for higher education in at the Cabinet table. But it's also a budget that in some ways is an opportunity missed, because the government's done nothing about the significant cost of research. And of course, university research is fundamental to the innovation economy about which the government is so enthusiastic.
The government has scrapped the 20% funding cut to universities. As you say, it's a disaster averted. But it's now proposing a 2.5% efficiency dividend during the next two financial years. Is that a better result?
It is a better result, although it would be fair to say that the combination of the package in relation to student loans and these cuts means that students will be paying more and the university's getting less. And that doesn't seem like a good formula for preparing for a knowledge future.
The students paying more, the increase in contributions, the government says that'll be about $8 extra per week. That equates to about giving up three coffees a week. Is that too much to ask?
So it's not a significant increase to students, but the lowering of the income threshold is of concern to us. And yeah, Australian students already contribute amongst the highest amount in the world to the cost of their education. So we do just need to make sure that there is a balancing of the public and private interest here.
You mentioned before that the unpaid help fees is a matter for the government. It sounds like you're washing your hands of that issue.
No, it's a government-administered loan scheme. There are issues with the non-repayment of student loans right around the world. But you've got to remember, this is also an investment in Australia's future. We have stuff in the ground that we dig out. We have things that we grow. And then we have very clever people and fine universities. For a country with a population of only, 23 million, we have one of the best university systems in the world, one of the countries in the world with the most universities in the top 100. That's an incredible asset for a century in which how you think, what you think, the ideas you develop are going to be much more important than other things.
The government's now proposing to link Commonwealth grant funding of 7.5% to universities with performance benchmarks. That's yet to be developed. It sounds reasonable, is it?
We think it's very reasonable. We think that the moves in the budget towards transparency, towards performance, they're great, and the University of Sydney certainly welcomes those.
And research funding, the government's earmarked $11.8 billion, is that enough?
So there's been no increase to research funding. And we know that at the moment, research funding is a significant cost to universities, because every time you get a research grant, you don't get all the direct costs and you get virtually none of the indirect costs of supporting that research. So research in Australia is being to a large extent funded by the university's very successful international student businesses. That's not going to be long-term sustainable for a knowledge economy. Now, in a budget repair situation, the government has decided that it can't do anything about that at the moment, but it's an issue that is certainly going to face the country.
The government's also questioned the money vice-chancellors like yourself take home. 9 of the 38 VCs around the country receive more than $1 million a year. That's more than the Prime Minister. Are those salaries in line with community expectations?
So, look, I think in the context of this current conversation, it's a pity that the Minister chose to play the man and not the ball. If I were to give back my salary, it wouldn't make a significant difference to the funding situation of the University of Sydney. Whether or not vice-chancellors ought to be earning what they're earning is a separate conversation and one that, you know, I would welcome.
Okay, but still, is it in line with community expectations? In line with, again, the point I made, it's far more than what the Prime Minister earns.
But it's not, for example, more than what many top civil servants earn and all the rest of it. These people, so I run a complicated $2 billion turnover business that has 63,000 students and 10,000 staff and its own postcodes and 10 locations across New South Wales, as well as locations in other parts of the world. So the market determines what's reasonable.
Okay. Dr. Michael Spence, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Thank you very much.